Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question. I'm probably going to get hurt after I do this.
By me?
No, I think you can be rational, and I think we can still be friends at the end of this.
Thank you so much for saying that. I've never been called rational in my life before.
I know, and over the last couple of days, speaking to you about the things that are going on in the world and your fiance being out of town, I would not have accused you of being irrational in the last couple of days.
I was extremely irrational yesterday.
Go on.
Yeah. So I have a question for the Swifties mm-hmm. of the world. Do not take this like I'm talking trash
but
about Showgirl yet.
Yet.
I just want to say this. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Tiak. Do you have a favorite band? Do you have somebody that you just love more than anything? Like,
My favorite band is probably the band Camino. Probably all-time favorite artist is probably Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Honestly, that was shocking, but I wasn't expecting Lil Wayne from you.
I just don't think I can get anywhere with you with the Lil Wayne. Definitely not with Ban Camino or with the Lil Wayne. What I need you to be is like a fan of something. Like when I was young, I was a fan of Van Halen. Okay.
Okay.
Because he was, and it's like they put out an album and it was exactly the same as Taylor Swift coming out with an album. We're waiting in line to go in and get the CD because that's how antiquated
that's
things were.
The only way you could listen to it.
Right. And then we get home and we just listen to it all the way through and we're like, genius, epic, whatever. And you just do that. Every 2 years, you go do that and it's amazing. And then there's a point where they fired Sammy Hagar and they brought in Gary Cherone from Extreme and you like bring the CD home and you go, epic, great. It wasn't great. It wasn't even good.
I don't really like where this is going.
But because you're a Van Halen fan, I don't know if you convince yourself that it's great. Or you just like it because it's them or whatever. But in retrospect, you go, I propped these guys up for too long. They did some great stuff and now they're slipping.
It's about the whole experience. You're like, remember last time we waited in line and last time you came over and we stayed up and listened to them. And it's more about...
And you'd feel stupid if you did all those things and the end product wasn't amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to Swifties is, and I'm not saying this album wasn't great, but if it
feels you are saying that.
I'm asking you a very just a human question.
Yeah.
Would you be capable of saying that it wasn't great? Or are you so in the mechanism?
I think I'm very in the mechanism, but I can tell you, I don't think it's the best album she's ever put out. I'm happy to say
that. Were you in any way, shape, or form
disappointed?
Yes.
I don't know that I would ever feel disappointed by new music from her, because it kind of feels like our time, sometimes it feels like the clock is ticking with her.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, I think she wants to go and have babies and maybe, like, chill for a bit.
So I don't.
Oh, you clearly haven't listened to the album
then. No, I'm saying she writes those words, but I think she likes being Taylor Swift. I think she, yeah. I don't think she's, she can think she wants to do those things, but she wants to be Taylor Swift forever.
There's also a level of, like, if you have kids and you're a pop star, you have to take like a year off, you know?
Yeah. But I, as an outsider, admittedly, yes, treading carefully.
Yes.
If she really was in the mindset of like, maybe I'll do an album and then take a break, would there be so many Easter eggs and this is ramping up and there's a movie and there's, this is hidden to, and like, this is, and this is, everything is just always like more, 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 more. To me, as an outsider, I kind of agree. I don't know that it feels like she's winding down. It feels like she's always ramping up.
Yeah.
This, she has said she's not going to tour this album.
Eras was so big. You definitely, like, got to give that a rest.
Essentially said, I need a break. Yeah. I can't perform at that level again right away. I need
She's not going to go back to Ball Arena after Empower Field. You can't.
No.
She's not going to go do a smaller tour.
Wouldn't that be cool, though? She just plays small venues for like 10 nights in a row. but she said she's not going to tour it. And typically we get some sort of other thing. Like the last few albums, it's been like at 3 a.m. we got another drop. At 2 a.m. we got another drop.
There was nothing.
Everyone was sitting around at 1 a.m. and was like,
You stayed up?
Nothing happened. I was up waiting for my fiance to return. Okay. And that was only 11 for us. So.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wasn't 1 a.m.
So you started to be honest.
I don't think this is her best work, collection of work other. I think there are songs that are like, if you don't like these, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Did you tell me those songs today?
No.
Like the ones you told me to listen to?
Didn't I just tell you to listen to Wood?
Yeah, and then it also got in the group text that I should listen. You said Life of a Showgirl, so I listened to that too.
I don't think I said that. Maybe. So
I thought you said it for one specific reason or something.
Oh, yes. So, Wood is the craziest song Taylor Swift has ever put out. Did you listen to it?
Yes.
Did you
understand what she was saying, you guys?
I'm never a real lyric guy, but she definitely says, opened up my thighs.
Yes.
Over and over. It's
redwood, like, redwood tree. She's talking about.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Getting.
Yeah, she's like, knock on wood, but like, she doesn't mean it.
Like, Taylor Swift lyric, like, sometimes she's a little on the nose and you can feel it coming. It's like, oh, opened up my eyes. And it's like, opened up my thighs.
Yeah.
She says it over and over and over again.
Dirty.
It was shocking. Listening to it has a really cool beat and I was like, ooh, nice. And then I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Were you disappointed? This is Max Martin, to my knowledge.
Max Martin, don't know who.
But if you don't know who Max is, Katy Perry, Britney Spears.
Everything ever.
Taylor Swift, 1989. No, not 1989. Red.
Some songs.
Yeah.
He writes bangers. Pop bangers.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Album is self-written. They are producers.
This album's tempo I thought this was going to be a shake it off tempo record, and it's not. It's like,
did you listen to the same thing I did?
Okay, listen. I last night just popped around on songs, and none of them grabbed me. Once I got farther into the wood, yeah, but Taylor is such a fine songwriter. Like Ryan Tedder, you start with if you're making me wait, that's not what we do anymore in the TikTok world. You hit it from jump. You got
to
get there.
Be a part of the TikTok world, man. She's Taylor Swift.
You're doing exactly what I said you would. Like, will you just admit that this album wasn't what you thought it was going to be?
The only song, okay, maybe the song that I was disappointed by is The Life of a Showgirl. You've got Sabrina Carpenter on it with
and
you.
And it wasn't.
And it's like this almost theatrical. Yeah.
It feels story. Like Meatloaf.
Like I was expecting like a rah, you know, and
it was not.
It wasn't that. So that is probably the one song that I would be like, well, that wasn't what I wanted.
Okay. Shall I give the phone number for people
but to my God, if you don't go listen to Eldest Daughter and cry, I don't know.
Okay, I skipped it. You didn't tell me to listen to that one.
Well, I and The Life of a Showgirl, by the way, sounds exactly like Cool by the Jonas Brothers. I do think there's a chance at a lawsuit.
Really?
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Okay.
If you're mad at any of us in the room, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.